Hey gang, and welcome to season 2 of Sugarcoated Diaries. This is your girl Misha. I know I've been away for a minute, but I am back with a lot of new juicy things going on in my life. I am 100% transparent, and today I am on my Facebook Live while I am recording. I do have a fun fact, and honestly, it kind of fits me right now because I am in a different space in my life, and I feel like my fun fact today kind of really revolves around what I'm going through in my life at the moment, if you can dig that. So, the fun fact that I have today was actually about the Black Widow. If you know what the Black Widow is, the Black Widow is a spider. So, my fun fact today is about the Black Widow. The Black Widow spider eats her mate during or after sex. The hungry spider can eat as many as 20 lovers in one day. That's my sex fun fact of the day. And I believe that us women, now, we need to learn how to be like the Black Widow. I was just talking to somebody recently about sex between men and women. And how us women, we take sex so personally and the man really don't take sex that personally. Like, they can wham bam you and not think twice about it and just go on about their life. And we will not think like that. Like, we may not necessarily fall in love, but we be thinking like, oh, we fucked him. You know, but men look at sex so differently than we do. You know, and I be like, now I have become more so like the man. Or like the Black Widow. After I have sex, I'll chew your ass up and act like we never had no type of intimate relations. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just sex. And I'm not sure why the Black Widow would eat somebody after sex. But I'm going to say, for some whack dick, I probably would eat your ass up or kill your ass afterwards because you just made me waste my coochie on you. Or... let's say you did something wrong to me and I still wanted to give you some coochie. And then, now after, I remember that you done pissed me the fuck off or you done did some dumbass shit. Now, here I am. And I'm about to beat your ass or I'm about to eat your ass up. So, lately, I feel like I've been kind of like that, you know, during sex. I've grown a lot. These past couple months have been like crazy for me. I did a lot of soul searching and finding myself, and that shit is nuts. You know, it's like I found, like, I was having a conversation. I'm not gonna say who I was talking to, but we was talking about sex, and I was like, they were talking about, oh well, when I'm having sex, I'm giving myself to somebody. And I'm like, what? We gotta stop thinking like that, because sex is really a physical thing, in my opinion, and we can all agree to disagree, but sex is a physical thing, and us women, we take it so personally, and it's just sex. So, I got Janisha on here, and she said, because these men kiss, long stroke, missionary, then wonder why they getting their windows busted out. We gotta stop letting these niggas get on top of us. My favorite position, Janisha, is, I promise, my favorite position is on top or from the back. I don't like all that personal shit. Get off me. Because when you on top of me, I do different things. Like, I smell your hair and I kiss your neck and shit like that. And then, not on this page because, okay, my sugar-coated diary subscribers. I'm telling you. So my Facebook page recently just got hacked. My Instagram too. So I currently do not have an Instagram page. I have my business Instagram page, but I don't have my actual Instagram. Sex is just sex. And as women, we gotta learn how to know that sex is just sex. It's just that. I don't give a shit who you having sex with. And I swear, like, my last page, I just said that my shit got deleted because it did. I don't know whose baby mama was trying to hack me or whose little fucking girlfriend was trying to hack my shit, but you bitches is crazy. You bitches is really fucking nuts because somebody been calling and playing my phone. Somebody called my phone 3 times today from a text now number. Y'all niggas better get your girlfriends, okay? But I like to choke men during sex. Or scratch them. Or bite them. And I don't know why. But it is a little violent. Because I be thinking, like, why you fucking me this dude? I'm about to beat your ass. You know what I'm saying? All right, so I got Stephanie who been tapped in. She said, I ain't never went crazy or caused feelings because some dick was good. Or because of how a nigga sexed me. Feelings for me is a mental thing, a vibe. Absolutely. Absolutely. I've never been a chick that's been crazy over no dick. I agree with you, sis, because it's physical. Like, it's literally just sex. Like, for real. So, Janisha said, that comes with much maturity, hurt, and experience. M said, it becomes a control thing if they know they fuck you good, but, wait, hold on. It becomes a control thing if they know you fuck them good, but you don't like them. I don't know what that means, but yes, yes, absolutely. Stephanie said it's animalistic to her. I agree, sis. It's animalistic to me too. Like, I got to, like, you know, like, I didn't have a conversation with somebody and I told them, like, I don't like to be dominated in the bedroom. It is to me too. I don't like being dominated in the bedroom. I don't like a man to control me in the bedroom. So I don't really like a man really being on top of me because of that. And I think what M is saying is like, it's like basically sex is used to kind of control people in a situation. So like, I'm not gonna lie, I use sex to control as well. Like, if I know I want to get my way, I know I'm about to suck your dick good. I know I'm about to ride the shit out of you. Or if I feel like you ain't treating me the way I want you to treat me, oh, when I see you in the bedroom, it's going down, baby. Because I'm about to fuck the shit out of you, because I'm about to show you who's the fucking boss. I just let you think you're the fucking boss, but no, I'm the fucking boss. And I use sex to my advantage that way. Wait, hold on. Janisha said she's never had random sex. Her ass always been given relationships. You never had random sex? Why not? Why not? Why would you not have had random sex? You're like, what? I'm confused. Why would you not have had random sex? Like, oh, you gotta go have you some random dick. Janisha, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why would you not give up some coochie randomly? You're too old. Oh, Lord. Let me not let nobody hear this. But, sis, you fucking up. You fucking up, sis. You gotta give up some random coochie. At least one time in your life. You gotta be in a relationship with everybody else. Like, no. No, that's boring. No. You drinking tea? I got my drink, right? So listen, my sugar-colored lovers. I promise you, I am drinking Mike's Hard Lemonade because I really don't give a shit about liquor that much because I don't like the hangover feeling, right? So what I'm drinking right now is I'm drinking me some Mike's Harder. That's what I'm drinking. That's what's mixed up in my cup. My sister Steph on here, she said she's drinking her some tea. I hope you got you a shot of that tea, baby. You made you a hottie toddy. Because we drinking liquor over here. So Janisha said, bitch, my dumb ass was in the relationship forever. Me too, sis. Me too. But I mean, you're older than me. So like, I feel like once in your life, you gotta have that. Go. Are you in a relationship right now? Before I tell you what to do, Janisha gotta tell me if she's in a relationship right now before we give Janisha any fucking relationship advice. Please, let us know. Let us know, sis. Are you in a relationship right now? Please let us know. Because if not, we about to give you some advice. Drop Janice just some advice down here, y'all, right now. Because she needs some right now. But we only dropping advice if she's telling us she in a relationship. If she in a relationship, then, sis. Womp, womp, womp. We ain't telling you shit. We ain't telling you nothing. We can't give you no advice, sis. We can't tell you nothing, sis. We sorry. We ain't telling you nothing. Just like what M just said. Like, no. We don't want to get you beat up. We ain't telling you shit. Listen. Your 40s better be loud. I'm going to just shut the fuck up. I'm not going to say nothing. All I'm going to say is, ride that dick, sis, and motherfucking chew that nigga out at the end, just like the Black Widow, okay? Just like the Black Widow. Chew that nigga out at the end. Eat his ass up for breakfast, okay? I don't know. See, when it comes to a podcast, I say what the fuck I want to say because I don't give a fuck. You can take it how you want to take it. But I'm just saying, like, the only way a nigga gonna get me for real is you gotta fuck my mental. You gotta do some shit for me that I ain't never seen. You know, like, you gotta make me feel a way I don't even know how to even react, because you got me feeling some type of way. You feel me? Like, it, to me, it's more than just some motherfucking dick. Sex is sex, and pussy is power. So I'm the bitch with the power. And before I let a nigga inside of me, I gotta know, like, this is what it is, and this is what it ain't. It is, though, because on some real shit, you know how much dick out here? You know, like, what is some dick? Like, for real? Like, what's some dick? Everybody got some dick. You know, you can go to a young motherfucker right now and get you some good ass dick. You can go to an old motherfucker and get you some good ass dick. But at the end of the day, you gonna get up at the end, right? And you gonna feel like shit. Even after you done got that good dick. So, what's some dick? Stephanie said... Okay, so Janisha first. Janisha said, the mental vibe is everything. And I agree. You know, like, sometimes if I got some shit going on in my life, my pussy ain't gonna even get wet. And a nigga kill me with that shit. You know, like, a nigga kill me, like, your pussy ain't wet. Bitch, maybe my bills ain't paid. So, that's probably why the pussy ain't wet. You feel me? It could be like that. And Steph said she currently only has sex to manifest. School me, sis. What that mean? I mean, like she said, we fucking, I need to elevate in some way. And I'm not talking about financially. Tell me. Like, yeah, tell me. So, basically, that's what they saying. So, they're saying that, so, Stephanie bringing up sex magic. Basically saying, you manifest what it is that you want out of life. And then... you have sex basically to achieve it, right? Is that what I'm saying? I mean, is that what I'm getting from you, Stephanie? Basically, you manifesting whatever you want sexually. Or, am I saying this right? Explain. Okay, she said, all these years we've been wasting our orgasms. That's what Janisha said. Stephanie said, girl, we fucked in the ocean when we were here in Puerto Rico. I for sure know I'm getting everything I claimed that day. Wait. Oh my God. I've never had sex like this. Okay, so I'm like fucking lost. And I feel like, am I fucking myself up? Because, ooh. And I think I get it. So Stephanie and Janisha is saying, they're having sex magic. So, I believe what they're saying is, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe what they're saying is, when you're having sex and you visualize it, let's say, money, right? Because everybody loves money, right? So we're going to use that as an example. Is that okay? So we're going to say that we're fucking and we're thinking about money. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. Oh, yes. So we fucking. And we thinking about money the whole time. That we fucking, like, yes. So instead of saying, give it to me, as far as the dick, you saying, give it to me, as far as the money. Right? Am I thinking of this right? So, we thinking about, we fucking, and we thinking about, give it to me. Give it to me. And then it's like, oh, it's coming. When you about to come. It's coming. Oh, it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Right? Am I saying this right? Am I saying this right? It's coming. It's coming. But it ain't, the nut ain't coming. The money is coming. So, yeah. Right. Like, yeah. It's coming. Ooh, give it to me. Yes, right there. On that Birkin. Right there. Ooh, on that range, right there, baby. Give it to me. I got it. It's coming. It's right there. Who must be on the same page? The guy? See, I'd rather have sex with myself. See, there you go. Boom. So, alright, I got you. See, I don't believe that. So, I'd rather masturbate. Can I do that while I'm masturbating? Can I do this while I'm masturbating? Because I think I'd rather masturbate. Because I don't believe that nobody's on the same page as me. I think of some crazy shit. So, but am I getting that right? Am I getting that right? So, my listeners out here, is y'all feeling what Stephanie and Janisha is saying? What they're schooling us on? They're telling us, instead of thinking about some dick while we fucking, think about the things that you want in the universe, and you throw that out there, and while you're coming, you visualizing, or you seeing yourself receiving what it is that you want in the universe, because you're putting it out there. And I can believe that, you know, because energies from sex is so strong, that you feel, you know, like, it's soul shattering. You ever just come so hard and just be like, oh my God, what the fuck? Like, I swear to God, I've came so hard, right, that the shit literally took my vision away. You ever had sex and you couldn't see? Okay, that shit makes you horny as fuck. Build your orgasms up. Go when you're there. Stop building again. Think about fucking it. You spent the part in the match. Get that orgasm up before you bust. Yes. Woo. Yes. See, I'm getting horny right now. I'm horny right now. I'm running, thinking of everything. Let me write my board empty. Y'all see my board? And my finance book and shit like that? My board right now is empty. Empty thought. So let me write on my board. And that's what I'm going to masturbate to in the shower with my rose. Right? Because we got to learn how to do that shit on our own. And you know what? That's about the sexiest shit I've heard in a long fucking time. Like, that's literally about the sexiest shit I've heard in a long time. And that's where sometimes we gotta learn, you know, self-care and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Because self-care is real. Like, we need that. And I used to feel, when I was younger, I used to feel embarrassed about masturbating. I used to be like, oh, I don't play with my pussy. That's nasty. Like, why would you do this? Like, I used to feel embarrassed, but now when I play with my pussy, I feel empowered. Like, this is my pussy. My pussy. When a motherfucking nigga is fucking me and he's saying, whose pussy is this? It's my pussy. Mine. Let me not say a nigga, okay? You say, when my husband is fucking me, he's asking me, whose pussy is this? It's my pussy. This pussy is my pussy. Okay, like during sex, don't tell me I'm pretty, tell me how this millionaire pussy feel, boo, period. Yes, cause that's how I be feeling. Like, this some expensive ass pussy. This pussy is like, My pussy is like diamonds. Like, this is good pussy. Like, this is pussy. Like, oh, do you know what pussy do to you? Like, this is, hold on. This is some pussy. Like, girl, hold on. Let me do something real quick. Let me help y'all out real quick. This is some real pussy. Like, hold on. This is some real pussy. So, okay. So they're telling me, like, I got y'all. I got you. Like, yeah. Manifest, ladies. Manifest. This is our pussy. This is some good ass, billionaire ass pussy. This is some expensive ass pussy. Like, know that. Okay? Ooh. Oh, shit. Girl, you was turning me on. I'm about to ride some dick and tell them. Like, how I feel, baby. How I feel to fuck this $1 million pussy. This is some real pussy. Look at that. You right. Y'all right. I've never done that. And I never understood what my sister had meant when she used to be saying that shit to me. You know, she used to be saying that shit to me. I used to be like, what the fuck is you talking about? She's like, why you gotta watch porn? Masturbate. Think about the shit that you want out of life and masturbate to that shit. I'm like, that shit ain't gonna make my pussy wet. Like, what you talking about? I ain't gonna be horny off that shit. She'd be like, bitch, yes, you are. And I'd be like, no, the fuck, I'm not. Like, what the fuck is you talking about? Like, that shit ain't about to make me come. And she'd be like, yeah, it is. And, okay. So, my bed sheets now is millions. It's them all binges on the bed. So, nigga, we fucking on binges. Why you in this $1 million ass pussy? What's up? Alright. So, ladies, if you listening out there, that's what it is. We gotta start masturbating and having sex according to us. Because sex is always a physical thing to me. You know, it's always just that. When I was younger, I used to think that sex was love and shit like that. And sex is really not love. I be feeling like it's just sex. But what my sisters on here is telling me, like, basically, sex is as powerful as you can create it to be, is what I'm saying is making sense. Like, your sex can get you more than just a nut. It can get you the shit that you want out of life, as long as you manifest it and you putting all that energy into it. Right. So when somebody is saying that your pussy is power, that means that your pussy is really power. So, Stephanie said you want the most powerful orgasms you can have. Janisha said pussy is power in more ways than people understand. I mean, it works in any orgasm because it heightens energy. That's what Stephanie said. Our pussy save lives, and our pussy create lives as well. That's what Janisha said. But a more powerful orgasm creates more powerful energy, which makes perfect sense because you're putting so much in there. Alright? I got you. So let me stop downplaying my pussy. And I just told somebody this, like, the coochie is so powerful. Spanish and French, what is pussy talk? Dollars and yen, what is pussy talk? Talk about damn right. Hold on. Movies wetter than the well. I'm growing so much, y'all. It's so crazy how much I'm growing up, you know, and I'm realizing how powerful of a woman that I am and how much we have everything. And even when they're saying, you know, pussy talk, just pussy talk. You know, and this pussy won't shit out of life. And that's what I be trying to explain sometimes to these young girls, that you understand that your pussy is more than just a slit between your legs. It's more than some shit that bleed or push a baby out.
Your pussy is like your pussy. And I keep saying pussy. But, and that's probably what I'm going to label my episode today for my season one. It's probably going to be pussy talk. Because it's real. Like, you ever wanted something from a nigga? And then you be like, oh, I'm about to fuck him good. And then I'm going to ask him for it. He going to give it to me. You know? And he do it. And you be like, damn, that pussy did that. Yeah, that pussy did that. The pussy make niggas fall to their knees, for real. And I'm going to tell you why, in my opinion. Because when somebody comes inside of your pussy, that's like somebody comes in your house. You know what I'm saying? It's warm and inviting, and it makes them feel like home and safe and security and nurtured. And that's what it feels like inside of my pussy. I don't know what everybody else pussy feel like, but that's what it feels like inside of my pussy. So therefore, I get this love and shit like that. So if I can get this love from this flower between my lips, if I manifest like my sister's Stephanie and Misha is saying, then I can get whatever I want out of life. If you manifest what it is that you want while you're fucking, you visualize it. Because honestly, if you think about it, you concentrate so hard on coming. Because we gotta concentrate. We ain't men. Men can rub that shit gonna come. We gotta concentrate and put a lot of energy into coming. You know, and when you, all the time you have sex, you don't come. Well, men do, but women really don't. So if you really think about all the energy that you're putting into it, I believe what y'all ladies are saying. You, all the energy that you're throwing into it, if you put all the energies while you're fucking into the shit that you really want, then you throw all them energies into the universe, and when you coming, like, it's coming, and I'm coming hard, and I'm about to put my foot on the universe's neck with this shit, like, I'm coming, because my pussy powerful as fuck. This is a manifestation song, sis, because that's why I love it so much, because when I hear that song, I be thinking, like, this pussy talk English, Spanish, nigga, what? That's how I be feeling, like, what? It's doing that. And that's why hygiene and shit is so important with the coochie. Taking care of your coochie is just so fucking so important to me, because I feel like a vagina is like one of the biggest keys to the universe. There would be no universe without a vagina. No, it wouldn't be no universe without a penis. But a penis only playing a part of it. Like, the dick has to go into the vagina, put the sperm in there, and then the baby has to be carried and brought out again through the vagina. Do you know what I'm saying? So, man, yes, I needed this. I'm going to drink that. I'm going to lean down right here on my cup, because my cup is almost empty. I actually need a refill. I've been using some boric acid, right? You stick the capsules up inside of your vagina, and when I tell you, it makes the coochie just feel rejuvenated. I'm sure, like, probably, like, vaginal steams probably do the job too, but I don't know. I've never got sugar. I've always got wax. Do it hurt worse than waxing? Because waxing fucking hurt. But it make the coochie clean. And the coochie be cute afterwards. Thank y'all so much for joining me today. Yeah. Because it was so refreshing. Stephanie said she hate waxing. I hate waxing too, but I don't know. Like, it just be so pretty afterwards. It's so smooth. And then when you get your pussy lit, I'm telling you, that nigga will suck that bitch up through a straw, okay? Like, I love getting some hair after a good wax. That shit go up just like that. So you said it do hurt, so sugar is less painful. Okay, cool. I'ma try it. Cause it's almost time for me to either wax. this almost happened to get waxed. Now I be dreading getting the wax. It fucking hurts so bad. I hate to have somebody snatch my coochie like that. It don't even hurt as bad as like when it gets to the lip part. Like once it gets to the lip part, it's like somebody like, oh God. Like, so where do you go, Janisha, to get sugared at? Because I go to CC's Beauty Bar in Southfield. She's real great. I love CC. Yeah, I don't know if she have a Instagram or a Facebook page, but y'all can Google her. It's CC Beauty and Bar, I believe that's what it's called. But she do a pretty good job with talking to you and stuff like that, making you feel comfortable. She don't make you feel like, you know, violated. Because I went to some Indians before, I'm not gonna lie. Worst waxing experience I ever had. My homegirl went with me. She was over there fucking bleeding. I was like, what the fuck? And like, they wasn't gentle. Like they kept putting powder down there and shit. I'm like, what they keep putting powder for? Like, well, you're sweating, but you're making me nervous. You keep fucking throwing powder down here. Like, get the shit over with. That wasn't talking me through or nothing. That bitch was just fucking snatching my pussy off. And I was like, oh hell no, I gotta go somewhere else. I end up looking up CC's. So that's why I go to get waxed at. If you want to get waxed, definitely. She do a pretty good job. I even went to her when I was pregnant, and she do a pretty good job, but it's that shit still hurts. There's no way that shit just hurts. Like, yeah. My homegirl was seriously bleeding, I swear to God. But the shit just hurt anyway. It's not even the top part, you know, like with pubic bone and stuff. It's mainly the lip part. It's like, when they snatch the fucking lips off, it's like, God damn. Like, that's what it feels like. Like, literally, you know how you put duct tape on your lips and some shit? And, you know, when you was a kid, you put duct tape on your lips and shit, you'd be like, snatch it off. Like, that's what it feels like in your pussy glass. That shit fucking hurts. It really does hurt. So you said go to the Sugar Parlor on Instagram, Black Owned. CC is Black Owned, too. I do want to throw it out there. If you like getting waxed, CC is Black Owned, too. It's her business. She upstairs in the suite. She real good. She's real good. But I keep saying I want to try getting sugar, Janisha. But the reason I didn't try it is because they said that it feels the same as being waxed. So I was like, okay, well, if it feels the same, then what's the difference? Because I really like CC. I don't like everybody in my coochie. You know, you don't want everybody up in your pussy. But Janisha said a lady got her glove stuck down there while waxing me one time. I got it twice. Like, it got stuck with the wax? What the fuck? How? That is some stupid shit. That's some stupid shit. So what made you go into sugaring? I need to know, sister girl. Because I can't stand the hair down there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even like, I'm not going to lie. The worst thing I don't like about waxing is that you gotta wait till your hair grow back. I really don't like hair down there. Like, I wish you didn't have to wait. I wish the shit comes the fuck off. But it don't. So, obviously, you have to wait till the shit grow back. And I don't like getting hit with hair down there. I don't even like fucking or having somebody touch. Even though my hair down there is as fine as the hair on my head. So, it's really nice hair. But still, I don't like the hair. Like, and then my hair grows long and the curly, swirly shit. I'd be like, oh my God, get this shit away. So Janisha said that the glove was too big for the lady's hand who was doing her waxing. So basically, she was trying to wax with some too big gloves and got that shit stuck on her coochie. So how did she get it off? How did she get it off? Don't tell me she had to rip that shit off. Oh, I would have beat her fucking ass. I know. But damn sure, you got that shit for free. You better have. You don't care what, that the wax is better. Talk about niggas eat. Stephanie says she don't care about the hair. Niggas eat peaches every day, B. I do, because when I eat some pussy, even though it's been a minute, she talk about that's how I die. I'm sure the fuck you did. I'm sure. I would have beat that bitch ass. But she thought about me. Okay, but
talking about he eats some ass and he can't stand a little hair. Do you get your booty wet? That don't hurt though to me. Like when you get your booty hole wet, that don't hurt at all to me. Like the booty hole part, that really don't hurt like at all. Like they be like, hold that cheek open. They wax that motherfucker. You be like, that shit don't hurt me at all. It's the lips for me. It's the fucking lips. I'm sure, like, but did you go back for your other one or you just said fuck it? I don't like eating pussy with hair. I will. And I don't like eating pussy that shaved either because you feel a little spiky. Like, little spiky, little prickly things, spiky, licking the porcupine. Even though I don't eat pussy no more anyway. I'm good. I don't want no pussy. Me too, sis. I get a full Brazilian. Wax me the fuck up. It's the lips. It's the lip part that fucking... It's that fucking lip shit part. Like, what the fuck? It's that shit. I don't like eating pussy no more. I don't know why. I be feeling like I'm too much of a goddess to eat some pussy. You can eat my pussy, though. And I let a bitch eat my pussy, but I'm not into the eating pussy thing no more. Like, I'm just not into the pussy eating part. I'm good. Like, I don't want to eat no pussy. I'm a queen. I don't even really like fucking dick. But I suck some dick because it gives me some power. But I ain't no pussy. I don't give a fuck about it. I don't really care about that shit anymore. How long it's been, Steph? So Stephanie said her hair still hasn't grown back. But I don't know. Like, it do take a long time. So, like, when you get a wax, it be worth the little $50, $60 that you pay. Because, like, it does take a long fucking time for the hair to grow back. When it grows back fine, like baby hair. Then, like, the more you get it done, the less the hair grow back. But if I could show you my pussy, I would show you my pussy. It's like... Since I get waxed, it's different. It's different. You know, like, I don't know. But when you still gotta wait for that shit to grow all the way back. You gotta wait for it to grow back a good 3-4 weeks before you can go get waxed again. But I don't know. That wax and shit, that's some shit I can't never get used to. That shit hurts. I don't give a fuck how a motherfucker try to swing it, how somebody try to sweet talk you while you're doing it. But when you get them pussy, when you get that pussy sucked up, out there strong, that bitch be worth it. Nisha said she's sucking dick, she die. Is you boo? Listen, gang. Stephanie said she never eaten pussy again. I like titties anyway. I don't know why I ever did. I used to like eating pussy. I just don't like it no more. Like, I ain't never licked no ass. I ain't gonna hold you up. I mean, I ain't for licking no bitch ass. Like, nah, I ain't licking your ass, bitch. The last thing a bitch gonna tell me is that I licked her ass. Like, bitch, you know the fuck I did. But I don't like pussy. I used to, but I don't know. I think because my tongue is short, like, I got a short tongue, and I gotta get too close to the pussy to eat. Like, I gotta be all up in the pussy. Like, and I'd rather just have a tongue just play with it. Nah, I'd rather just get my pussy. I like to do it. Okay. I like titties too. I'd rather suck off the titties. I'd rather suck off the titties than something like that, but I ain't no. So if you want to associate by me, these titty lips ain't going for no pussy. I'm sure. I don't want to do no pussy. I guess the reason I like to suck dick is like holding the mic. Like, but I ain't that good at that. I don't think. I mean, I don't know. But y'all, it's close to my time. I don't have a time, but we go on and on and on and on and on.
on. And I'm hungry. I want a quesadilla. So, I want to thank my ladies for joining in today. I want to thank my Facebook viewers for even tuning in. Once I upload my episode, of course, I will post a link so you guys can go and listen to it. Even though you listen to it on here. But still go and listen to it. Still get my subscribers up and stuff like that. My next episode will be talking about my journey on going through my 360 life goal. And I actually have a surprise on my next episode because I'm actually postponing my surgery to something really important. I am not going to stay. But just meet me back here next Thursday at 8 p.m. and I will record it live. I do have some editing and stuff to do, so of course it won't be up until Saturday night, but once it's uploaded, I will make sure I post it on my Facebook page. You can follow me on Facebook at Lanisha Pool. You can also follow me on Instagram at Sugarcoated Creation. That's Creations with a Z on the end, C-R-E-A-T-I-O-N-D. I had an awesome time with you ladies. Make sure you guys check back with me. Thank you so much for listening. You have a good night, and I love you all.